Hi there. I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode, where we talk about big important things, like snacks, double features, and more. On today's episode, Charlotte Prong guesses what a movie's about from the title alone.
All right.
Cool.
Let's dig in.
All right.
Charlotte, what do you think the movie Thunderpants is about?
Thunderpants. Okay, this is not safe for podcasting. NSFPC. Okay, I think I'm gonna guess that there's a dog in this movie, that the main character is actually a dog.
I think that's a good guess. It's not, but like, that's a really good, I actually think like you could sell that right now.
I feel like it should have a dog in it.
It probably does.
And the dog, because dogs wear thunder shirts when they're scared of storms, so this dog just wears thunder pants.
Oh.
Am I close?
That is the sort of logic
better than that the, I actually never, think it's better.
Yeah, that is the sort of logic that never enters into like a movie studio breaking down a film. Like that has logic and meaning, and I think sounds remarkable and brilliant. And I think, you know, that absolutely needs to be
could be about a dog who just learns to be confident in his own ability to face challenges with his underpants.
With his thunderpants. I actually think you could sell this script on spec today. It's kind of like a follow-on of a dog.
Starring Oliver Beard.
There you go. This thing is practically writing itself. It's a Midtown classic.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell her what it's actually about?
So Thunderpants is a movie about a boy whose incredible capacity for farting gets him a job as an astronaut. According to the Wikipedia, he was born with two stomachs, so he's basically a cow.
Oh my god.
His only friend is a child prodigy who has no sense of smell and therefore can tolerate him.
And played by...
yeah, so perhaps what is more remarkable than that plot description is the fact that the friend is played by Rupert Grint, who is Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter movies.
Right, okay.
His dalliance. You know, I've got some free time between Potter movies. I'm going to go make Grint,
the fart smeller. With no sense of smell.
The rest of the cast includes Simon Cowell, Stephen Fry, Keira Knightley, and Paul Giamatti, who referred to this as one of the high points of his career.
I actually haven't seen it.
A cast of thousands.
But you know, the funny thing is I know about this movie because I remember seeing it on the shelf at Hollywood Movies, which was my local video rental store back in the days when we had video rental stores. And I was like, what the heck is Thunderpants?
And you didn't rent it? Amazing. What year are we talking about here?
2002.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I bombed out on that one. Is there a dog in it at all?
There appears to be no dog at all, unfortunately.
All right.
One of the things I love about Wikipedia is how well-meaning it is sometimes, but completely off base. The film was written by a man named Phil Hughes, who, when you click on his name, takes you to professional baseball pitcher Phil Hughes, who I cannot imagine is the same person, but I really want to live in the world where a pitcher from California wrote a British astronaut farting movie. I think that would be spectacular.
I think it would be great. Ideal.
I mean, it can't be any crazier than the premise of the film or the fact that it got made with that cast. So.
Yeah, you know. That's Thunderpants. Who knew that Thunderpants launched so many successful careers into the stratosphere?
Paul Giamatti highlighting it as a highlight of his career is actually pretty amazing for me.
Wow.
who would go on to do, you know, Sideways and win an Academy Award, I think, or at least get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I am thinking 2002 would mean that this was the movie he made immediately after Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. So, I mean, after that experience, maybe anything is the highlight of your career.
It's true. Fun times.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.